Sharon McCauley is a name many in the community might recognize because of her work with State Farm's Military Affinity Group. That's an organization with roots stretching back to late 2001 when her son Chris joined the War on Terror and McCauley's co-worker sent cookies to his unit overseas. The effort evolved into the Adopt-a-Soldier program. State Farm employees would send care packages with personal items and the comforts of home along with letters from school children. By 2003, the MAG was an official group with units at other State Farm facilities across the nation. On the eve of Veterans Day, McCauley talks with GLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds to announce her retirement from the company and the military support group.
I've been at State Farm 22 years, and right now I'm a systems project infrastructure coordinator. That sounds like a lot of words, but I work on different projects in the systems department.
Well, you sent out an email this week letting members of the military affinity group and community supporters know that you are going to be leaving State Farm, and so this will be your last Veterans Day.
I'll be retiring from State Farm, and it's bittersweet to look back on, oh my goodness, everything we've accomplished. It's different when you're in the moment and you're working on something, but when you look back, it's mind-boggling the things that we've done because of the energy and the passion and the community support.
Well, let's first talk about your connection to the military. You have a son who served.
I do, and he still is. He has a couple years till he can retire from the military.
As an organization, MAG has done a lot to support soldiers. Do you have a proudest moment?
Yes.
Among all of those efforts?
I absolutely do. I can't not mention some of these things. We built a Habitat house for a local military family. We raised half the cost of the house. We partnered with Country Finance, their veterans group, and Mitsubishi Veterans Group. We broke ground in, I think it was March, and we handed the keys over to the family right after Christmas. A deployed Navy reservist, he has four children, lives back here, said he didn't get to finish shingling his garage roof. I said, don't worry about it, we got it. We tore it completely down to the cement floor and rebuilt a brand new garage. When he came home, we had a big yellow ribbon around it, and all the volunteers were inside. We had Anchors Away playing it. Everybody was crying.
The Habitat house went to
a local military family, Ignacio Barrientos and his family.
And you were part of the building?
Yes, I was part of all of it, fundraising, building, volunteers. We had a refreshment committee. And there were several Habitat house builds going on out there, and everybody knew when our group was bringing out refreshments because they all kind of huddled around because I don't think anybody else was as organized with refreshments. We met out there every Saturday, worked on the house, and had coffee. And one of the last Saturdays, it started to shape up to a house, and it was kind of muddy, and I was tracking in. I told his wife that I feel bad that I'm tracking into your house, into your home. And she put her arm around me. She said, this is your home, too. It was very moving. Incredible family. Just incredible family.
So the kinds of support that you have lent is emotional support in various ways and also physical support, right?
Oh, absolutely. And what we've done, I consider it a labor of love. I don't see any work involved in it at all. This has led to so many other things. There's a group called Who Off for Heroes, and they're having a hunt this week. Last year, they brought up, I think it was 9 wounded soldiers, and 6 of them brought their wives because they're full-time caregivers. So I set up a ladies' spa day for them. And there are so many stories shared and tears were shared because they never get a day off. This community is the most incredible community. All I have to do is go ask, what can we do and how can we help you? They gave each lady a manicure, a pedicure, a massage, a facial, and a haircut. I went to Schnucks and told them what I was doing, and they gave me a dozen red roses for each of the ladies for the husbands to give to their wives because they can't get out and do things like that.
And you've seen that with other efforts.
Oh.
I'm thinking of Operation Santa.
Operation Santa, yeah. Where do I start with that? To date, have shipped over 220,000 handmade Christmas stockings.
So many accomplishments. You must feel very proud of the work that you've been able to do.
I don't consider it me. I consider it the community because one person can't do this. People are good, basically good. They want to do something. But until you give them the avenue and you say, hey, I need shoes or I need Halloween candy or I need this, they're just overwhelmingly responding.
Through the Military Affinity Group, you also have personally come a long way, haven't you?
Oh, my. I can't even begin to tell you. And I think it's all when you are empowered by somebody who believes in you. And I have a mentor. I call her truly an angel unaware among us. I was very quiet. I grew up on the West Side. I was thought I wasn't good enough. I didn't have anything to say. I wasn't worth listening to. But when you start something and you have somebody like I had who believed in you, who is, I don't have enough words for her, the most gracious person I've ever met, and to think that she thought I was okay, it's like, okay, I can keep going with this. You can do things. I'm living proof of that. Who would ever thought I would get to ride on the executive State Farm jet to go to Washington, D.C., that I would meet the president several times, that I would go to the State of the Union address? I'm living proof. Yes, you can. If you have something you're passionate about, go for it. Don't stop at the first no. I don't anymore. I don't even take no for an answer. I don't stop at the second or third no anymore.
So what happens when you leave State Farm? How do you channel all of your passions for helping soldiers? Will it take a different form, or will it, some of the people that you've met through partnerships, your work will support what they're doing?
I've made so many partnerships outside of there that I'm sure it's going to keep going. I'm looking into opportunities with the USO to help bring that down to Central Illinois. There's a lot of groups who offer heroes. I'll be helping them with that. I got to tell you this story. Sorry, I have a lot of stories. The first year we did it, they bring up wounded soldiers and they go out and hunt. Very therapeutic for them. It's out at Funk's Grove. And they get away from their doctors and their medicines and all their medical troubles. We have dinner out around a campfire under the stars, and it culminates in a banquet the last night of the event. And at the first banquet, the sponsors got up and the supporters got up and spoke. And then one of the Marines who was up here, you know how burly Marines are and they're not supposed to cry. He got up and he said, "You don't know it, but because of what you did, you just saved a couple lives this week."
We do know, last count, I think it was 22 suicides a day.
Yes.
Is it getting any better?
I still hear that number. I haven't heard it reduced.
Well, Sharon McCauley, you've done a lot in your time at State Farm. We know when you retire in March, you'll do many more good things to support soldiers, and we thank you.
I don't plan to stop, and I want to thank the community. This is the best, absolute best community. And I want to thank the community for all your support, and you. You've been there since the beginning of Adopt-A-Soldier, so thank you.
GLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds.